This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following show is rated CCR. Christmas cheer required.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, yes. And I will say it again. Yes, I do agree. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Thursday, December the 18th of 2025. Day 352nd of the year, and only 13 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio
Yep, hanging out on Radio Big, hanging out on Safety FM, doing the stuff that we get to do. Of course, coming across the world on iHeart Radio, Odyssey, you name it, we're there doing our thing. No doubt about that. So there you go. Yep, that's the stuff that we get to do. That's the stuff we get to talk about. That is the stuff that we get to go into the sequence of events of things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Just kind of how it is. Just the way the enthusiasmo and all that kind of fun stuff. So there you go. So our show consists of safety in the news and safety. That's what we do. That's what we talk about. That's how we hang. That's what we do. That's just kind of the world that we live in. So if you're good with that and you want to interact with the show, go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. That will get everything moving and grooving for you. It's the simplest way of doing anything right there. Callinradio.com will get everything moving for you. So there you go. That is how our world works in regards to what we do. So as we talk about safety in the news and safety, we bring in some professional broadcasters. They talk a little bit about what the hell's going on inside of the world of the multiverse. And then we kind of take it from there. We'll come back. We'll do some level of a main story and then get through all of the information that we were able to get into, because that's just kind of how it goes. So, yeah, as you are aware, we are about a week away for Christmas. So there you go. A week away for Christmas. That's what we're looking at right now. So, wow, it's kind of amazing on how quick time goes by as you really think about it.
Your holiday cheer found its power source. That would be us. Here's another Christmas hit.
Yep, another Christmas hit is what it sounds like for sure as we're going. So let's do this. Let's bring in our professional broadcasters from Feature Story News. Let them talk about what the hell's going on inside of the world here, and then we'll go from there and take it. If you're good with it, I'm good with it. So let's go ahead and do that right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. European Union leaders are gathering in Brussels for a key summit focusing on support for Ukraine. A decision is due to be taken on whether to unfreeze billions of euros in frozen Russian assets to support Kiev. Moscow has warned Brussels against the move. Teachers in England will be trained to spot signs of misogyny as part of a new strategy to tackle violence against women and girls. The UK government's committed to halving violence against women and girls in the next decade. Plans focus on preventing the radicalisation of young men and more teaching in schools around issues of consent, the dangers of sharing intimate images and finding positive role models. Safeguarding Minister Jess Phillips says there will be a range of measures to tackle the problem.
We will be working to create evidence-based specialist resources and interventions for teachers and parents and children themselves to refer themselves to if they are concerned about their behaviours, but also if teachers spot signs of sexually harmful behaviours, such as, for example, the sharing of intimate images.
New Delhi is cracking down on polluting vehicles as a toxic smog engulfs the city. Officials say vehicles that don't adhere to emission standards will not be allowed to purchase fuel. Ishan Gurg reports from New Delhi.
The No Pollution Under Control Certificate, No Fuel policy effectively bars thousands of vehicles from refueling from Thursday. This comes as New Delhi and its National Capital Region neighbours now comprise India's entire top 10 list of most polluted cities. While farm fires have receded, data shows local sources like construction, dust and vehicular exhaust now drive over 40% of the pollution load. Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa has invoked strict anti-pollution measures, ordering 50% of government and private office staff to work from home. As winter traps pollutants inside Delhi's airspace, authorities are betting that forcibly thinning traffic will finally help.
US President Donald Trump says he's not offended by his chief of staff's description of him as having an alcoholic's personality. Susie Wiles made the remark in a series of interviews with Vanity Fair, where she also called Vice President J.D. Vance a conspiracy theorist. She's characterized the story as a framed hit piece. Jagruti Dave has more from President Trump's reaction.
I think there's a certain amount of damage control that's going on here. If you listen to the cabinet and the press secretary, they've all come out, central members of the Trump administration coming out with very similar statements about their confidence in Susie Wiles. Donald Trump spoke to the New York Post, and in that he said that he wasn't offended by Susie Wiles' characterization of him as having an alcoholic's personality.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Yesterday, we heard from the new head of MI6 warning Russia is going to be increasingly aggressive in the years ahead and will continue to test Western militaries as Vladimir Putin remains committed to an expansionist agenda. But what are the scenarios that Western governments are planning to confront? Peter Apps is the author of a new book, The Next World War, The New Age of Global Conflict and the Fight to Stop It. And it's being published in the new year.
I would say there are three sort of levels of things we need to worry about. The first is that the hybrid warfare we've seen gets worse. You know, drones coming into the Baltic states, Poland, quite a lot of countries using a lot of jamming against drones, Russia's using jamming. All of that is almost certainly going to get probably considerably worse over the next 5 years. That's pretty much a certainty. Second prospect, Russia actually attempts to launch a limited war against the NATO nation, might just be grabbing Narva, city of 50,000 people in Estonia, might be grabbing the whole of Estonia. The higher level disruption would be if that war took place at the same time as a US-China war over Taiwan, because the thing that Europe is not particularly prepared for is any of its industrial processes, including building weapons, but not just weapons, is incredibly dependent on China.
There are many voices that say all of that is alarmist, and once the Ukraine war is settled, there is no inevitability about Russia seeking to open up a second front. But European governments are certainly increasingly convinced that they at least need to be ready to deal with some very unattractive possibilities. with FSN Spotlight. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, EU leaders are gathering in Brussels for a summit focusing on support for Ukraine. Teachers in England will be trained to spot signs of misogyny as part of a new strategy to tackle violence against women and girls. New Delhi's cracking down on polluting vehicles as a toxic smog engulfs the city, and President Trump says he's not offended by his chief of staff's description of him as having an alcoholic's personality. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360 that makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there. This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Oh, yes. Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, Rated R Safety Show is what's going on. Okay, so let's start talking right away about some things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. And as you know, we like to get into some odd news as we start talking. So let's go ahead and talk about this. Police in Biloxi, Mississippi arrested a Texas woman accusing of turning grocery shopping into a horror movie. Yes, I did say a horror movie. Camille Benson, 33, was charged with attempted mayhem after authorities say that she hid a razor blades inside of her loaves of bread in two local Walmart stores. The issue came at light when customers found blades in the bread and alerted employees, who then inspected the shelves and discovered more tampered loaves. Surveillance video reportedly showed Benson entered the stores. Walmart said it pulled it and inspected all potential affected bread, stressing customer safety comes first. Police believe the incident was limited to those locations and are urging anyone who bought the bread that they check carefully. Benson is being held for $100,000 bond. Yeah, $100,000 bond in regards to that. So there you go. Yeah, that's one of those gluten-free, look safer type of things. I mean, I don't know. Think about that for a moment. You go in, you're getting a loaf of bread, and then voila. Voila, voila. You're getting the bread-o-edo, and you can't do anything. Because, hey, you got some blades in it. Something you didn't expect.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
So there you go. Okay, so what else do we want to talk about? Do we get serious now for a moment, or do we kind of continue? Yeah, let's talk about this one. A former Harvard Medical School morgue manager, Cedric Lodge, has been sentenced to 8 years in federal prison for stealing and selling human body parts like collectibles. Not a joke here. Prosecutors say that he ran a grotesque side business, shipping brain, skins, hands, and even faces to buyers across the state lines after donated cadavers were no longer needed for research. His wife, Denise Lodge, helped with the scheme and was sentenced for just a year in prison. Both were sentenced on Tuesday in federal court in Pennsylvania. According to prosecutors, Lodge sold skin to be turned into leather, and then turned it into a book. And in another case, sold a man's face with no clear explanation on what the buyer planned to do with it. The image that had been hard to unsee. Authorities say that Lodge pocketed thousands of dollars between 2018 and 2020. After Harvard finishes using donated bodies, they're typically cremated and returned to the family. Lodge admitted that he removed body parts before cremation, violation donor trust and basic human decency. Lodge, also who worked at the morgue for 28 years, expressed remorse in court. Even his own defense attorney called the act egregious. Harvard suspended its body donation program for 5 months after the charges were filed. Prosecutors say that at least six other people have already pleaded guilty into a broader body parts trafficking investigation. So let me make sure that I understand that that's not networking, that's necromarketing, because there is no other way on how to put that. How disgusting is that? I mean, think about that. And what kind of market are you? So that wasn't an autonomy class. It was an autonomy on Craigslist, because there's just no other way to put it. I'm kind of confused by this. So I don't know. What do you think? I'm just trying to figure it out. Trying to look at the whole thing and say, you know, hey, this is what's going on. So I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's a weird one. So take a listen to this one, because I always think it's interesting to talk about all kinds of stuff. So here you go. Pornhub is dealing with a not so safe pop-up, an extortion threat by hacking group's Shiny Hunters. Yeah. Shiny Hunters. The group claims that it stole email addresses along with search and watch history tied to Pornhub premium users and wants Bitcoin payoffs to keep the data private. Reuters reviewed a sample of the stolen info and partially verified it with new former premium users in the U.S. and Canada, confirming the details were real. Though several years old, the hackers say that the data traces back to a security issues involving Mixpanel, an analytics firm that Pornhub used in the past. Mixpanel strongly denies that claim, saying that there's no evidence that Pornhub data was taken during the reported November cyber incident. Pornhub and Mixpanel cut ties back in 2021, meaning that any exposed data would likely be old. Shiny Hunters isn't new to this game. They previously targeted big names like Salesforce and Ticketmaster in regards of stuff. So proof that ruins your day, like a reminder of the 2021 interest. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. What do you think about this? I mean, search history, porno, and all this kind of fun stuff. I just don't know exactly where you're going with some of this stuff. So there you go. There you go. There you go. A lot of stuff going on for sure as we are talking. Okay, so take a listen to this. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr told Congress yesterday that the Federal Communications Commission, that's the FCC, is not independent from the Trump administration. And while he was saying it, the FCC quietly scrubbed the word independent from the mission statement online. Carr was testifying before the Senate Commerce Committee. Senate Commerce Committee, amid fallout from the brief suspension of Jimmy Kimmel Live last fall. Disney pulled the show for 5 days after Kimmel made controversial comments following the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, suggesting the alleged shooter was pro-Trump Republican. That claim was disputed as the suspect's political views appeared mixed just before the suspension. Carr publicly blasted Kimmel's remarks as truly sick and warned ABC that there could be consequences. At the time, the ABC affiliate owners were awaiting FCC approval on a major merger, fueling accusations that the suspension looked political. Carr denied any censorship and saying the move was about ratings, not pressure. Democrat Senator Press Carr on whether the FCC answers to the White House or operates independently. When asked directly in the FCC, his independent agency, Carr said no. Let me say that again. He said no, arguing that because Congress did not include protection against presidential removal in the Communication Act, the FCC is formally not independently, or is not independent. And the hearing unfolded. The FCC updated the website to remove the word independent from the mission statement. An FCC spokesperson said later that the change reflects updates made since the change in administration earlier this year. How interesting is that? The FCC. I mean, if you want to go back and really look at some interesting FCC stuff, you can pull up anything related to Bubba the Love Sponge and, of course, Howard Stern. If you really want to take a look around and understanding some of the stuff that how the FCC kind of moves around with some of the things that they do. So you might want to take a look at that, especially if you look at some hog incidents when it comes to Bubba the Love Sponge. Because I believe, it, unless it's changed, and I haven't looked this up in a few years, that he had the largest fine in FCC history. And then, of course, if you look at the track record of Howard Stern in regards to some of the stuff that he was doing back in the day. Listen, as we talk about with him, is that he has done a little bit of everything. Good, bad, indifferent. I mean, it's a matter of opinion. If you think it was good what he was doing, what was bad what he was doing, he was riding that fine line of being a shock jock. And I don't mean that I'll put it to you this way. That term did not come about until he kind of made the presence in regards to what the hell he was doing. And I don't think he was doing it for shock value. I think he was trying to cause commotion within the industry. And guess what? It seemed to have worked out.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about this real quick. Former DOJ Special Counsel Jack Smith told the House Judiciary Committee lawmakers behind closed doors yesterday that his team believed that they had proof beyond a reasonable doubt that the President Donald Trump criminally conspired to overturn the 2020 election. The remarks came during Smith's opening statement portions of where they were opened by Associated Press. Smith said that his decisions were made without regards to President Trump's politics or his 2024 candidacy, insisting that investigators followed the facts and the law. He also claimed investigators developed what he called powerful evidence showing President Trump willfully retained highly classified documents after leaving the office in January of 2021, allegedly storing them in Mar-a-Lago in areas including a bathroom and a ballroom used for events. Smith's investigation launched in 2022 focused on two fronts: efforts to challenge the 2020 election results and the handling of classified documents. Charges filed in both cases, but prosecution did not move forward due to Justice Department's longstanding policy indicting sitting presidents. So there you go. What do you think? Definitely some interesting times. I feel like we have gotten to our show right here that we talk more and more about politics than anything else. It just seems that way. I mean, I'm just saying. So what do you think? So let's talk about this one, because we're apparently in the political landscape of talking about some of the stuff that is going on real quick. So let's go through this. President Donald Trump briefly kicked the tires on a third term during his Hanukkah reception, and one of the biggest donors immediately reached for her wallet at the event tonight. Trump mused about serving four more years, the idea of unprecedented and widely viewed as unconstitutional under the 22nd Amendment. That's when billionaire donor Miriam Alderson, who already poured more than $100 million into Trump's last campaign, floated the idea to impeachment lawyer Alan Dershowitz and loved what she heard. The crowd chanted four more years. Trump joked that Adelson was ready to throw in another $250 million. She didn't exactly deny it, responding, "I will give." While the room laughed, Alan, who was written the book exploring whether a third term is legally possible, said that Trump treated it as intellectual exercise, not a concrete plan. Allen doesn't believe Trump will actually run again, though Anders Alderson, better saying, appeared genuinely enthusiastic about the idea. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about. So as we are talking, take a listen to this, because this is case has made it throughout the multiverse. But right now, Rob Renner and his wife's cause of death have been revealed. I think this has been a discussion that's been going on roughly since Thursday, but let's get into the nitty-gritty here. The cause of death of Rob and Michelle Reiner has officially confirmed as the case against their son moves forward. The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner says the people died from multiple sharp force injuries, and both deaths have been ruled homicides. They were killed on Sunday, the same day that they were found inside of their home. So there you go. Some very interesting things will continue to be as we talk about this, no doubt about that. In some other news, I want to reference this real quick. Thought this was interesting. This happened earlier this week. As I've told you before, we talk quite a bit about professional wrestling inside of this thing, but let's talk about it because I think that this is something that we need to address. Wrestling icon Mick Foley just body slammed his relationship with WWE, and politics is the reason. Foley says that he's cutting ties with World Wrestling Entertainment because of the company's ongoing support of the president, calling the president's comments following Rob Reiner's death the final straw. In an Instagram post, Foley said that he can't represent a company like that. In his words, coddles someone that he believes lacks compassion and is steering the country towards autocracy. The breakup is extra awkward given the history. The president was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2013, the same class as Foley. Vince McMahon's WWE disgrace co-founder and longtime friend of the president is no longer with the company, but his family still has deep ties. Linda McMahon is the president, or is the president's secretary of education, and Triple H, who is the, I guess we will call him Paul Levesque, Paul Triple H Levesque, sits on the president's fitness council. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. I mean, I don't know. How do you feel about this stuff? Because, hey, if you are involved with a company and the company has ties into politics, which I would imagine most companies do, how are you going to sit and feel about some of these things that are going on? Do you think that Foley is doing the correct thing? Now, from the understanding that I have, and believe me, I am no intellectual here as to when it comes to this, he has an agreement with WWE until June is when it expires of 2026. And he's saying, So does this mean automatic cutoff with whatever is remaining? Can they still use his likeness and all that kind of fun stuff? And he played three characters from what I remember in the WWE. So is it just limited to Mick Foley, or is it limited to all the character creations that occurred? That's going to be the question going on. Like I say, controversy creates cash. We'll see what happens there. It is 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so let's do it.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so main story time as we are talking and getting into some of the stuff. But let's talk. Let me ask you something, if I may. When was the last time that we were absolutely confident about something at work, and then you later realized that you were confidently wrong? Yeah, not kind of wrong. Not that we learned something, but wrong in the way that makes you look back and go, oh, how did we miss that? You know, I mean, it happens. I mean, I think it happens a lot more often than people think, because that's what's happening more and more inside of organizations. Noise is getting promoted to signal, and nobody's stopping to ask whether the thing that we're reacting to actually matters. And here's what I mean. Somewhere along the way, we decided that activity equals understanding, and that if we respond fast enough, talk loud enough, or create enough rules around something, then we must be
in control.
But control isn't the same thing as clarity, and most of the time, it's pretty much the opposite. And that's what I'm seeing as patterns as of late. Something happens, a number spikes, a metric blinks red, and a headline scares someone in leadership. And all of a sudden, instead of asking, what's actually happening here, we jump straight into, what do we need to roll out next? New training, new policy, new reminder, new signage, and of course, the new talking points. All noise, and the real signal, it's still sitting there untouched, because signal usually whispers, noise screams. It's kind of how it goes. Signal shows up uncomfortably in uncomfortable places, and how it works actually gets done, and shortcuts people rely on to survive in the side of the system, and the quiet contradiction that nobody wants to surface. Noise, on the other hand, is easy. It looks like like we're being productive. It looks like it photographs well, and it fits nicely into a slide deck. And here's the dangerous part. Once noise gets labeled as signal, it becomes protected. No, seriously. You can't question it, though. You can challenge it. You can't say this isn't helping, because now it's tied to something and someone's decision, someone's credibility, someone's bonus. So we defend it, we reinforce it, we build more noise on top of the original noise. And eventually the system becomes so loud that no one can hear what matters anymore. And let me make this real simple. If people are still hurt, still confused, still improvising around your rules, still working despite the process, then the signal is telling you something. And if your response is always more structure, more control, more reminders, you're not responding to the signal that the system's trying to give you inside of your organization. You're reacting to fear. Fear is uncertainty, fear of not knowing, fear of saying, we don't understand this yet. But that's the truth that nobody wants to admit. Most organizations don't have safety problems. They don't have culture problems. They don't even have leadership problems. They have a listening problem. Let me make sure that I say that again. They have a listening problem. They're listening upward instead of outward. They're listening to dashboards instead of people. They're listening to outcomes instead of conditions. And dashboards don't feel pressure. People do. Here's where things get, well, slightly uncomfortable. The people closest to the work usually already know what the signal is. They know which rule doesn't match reality, which process exists only on paper, which metrics gets gamed every single month, which initiative everyone pretends to support. But they've learned something too. They've learned that when they speak honestly, it creates noise for them. So they adapt, they comply, and they go quiet. And leadership's mistakes that silence for alignment. That's how organizations drift. Not through bad intent, through unchallenged assumptions. And once the drift is set, everything feels normal, right until it doesn't. So here's a real question for today. What would happen if, instead of reacting faster, you slowed down just enough to ask, what are we responding to and why? Is this actual signal or is it just loud? Is this telling us something about how work is done or about how uncomfortable we are with uncertainty? Because clarity doesn't come from volume, it comes from attention. Signal doesn't demand control, it demands curiosity. And the organizations that figure this out are the ones that last, aren't the ones that have the most rules or the best slogans.
Duh.
They're the ones willing to say, we might be wrong. We need to listen better. We don't need more noise. We need more understanding. And that's not weakness. That's leadership. Because once we've learned to separate signal from noise, you stop reacting and you start seeing. And seeing changes everything. Think about that for a moment. If you think about anything today about this show, think about that right there, because it's important.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns, and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm. At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from Jay Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking. Rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by Jay Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99%. 90% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
A loaded code, rewritten lines in the new episode.
The skies are synthetic sun, every dream's a real and every war's been won. I reach for something that feels alive, but every breath is just a lie. Pull the wire, bend the stream, nothing's real, just another dream.
Fragments of the real, they fade when I touch them.
Oh yes, fragments of the real, they fade when I touch them, no doubt about that. It's currently 45 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Thursday. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, giving you the breakdown of the fragments of the real, that's for sure. Yeah, another in-house build here. I have to tell you, this music production thing, it seems pretty interesting overall, and the shit that you, one could come up with. Yeah, we kind of breached some control around here, no doubt about that. Okay, so let's get back into the move and the grooves of things going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's kind of what we talk about here. But if anything, this next portion that I'm going to tell you is about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and that healing is possible. Things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. Seriously, I will tell you. You go there, you take a look around at that website, it could change everything for you. Not a joke. I tell people the following. Even though if you go there and you go, well, this is not really for me, the information alone could be for you to be able to assist others. When it comes to depression, suicide, and mental health, there's some weird stigma when it comes to the conversation. Seems to be that way. Things seem to be improving to an extent. But I will tell you, you go to this, we talk about it daily, and it can change everything for you. TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. Seriously, go there, take a look around. Tell me what you think, because I think it's pretty interesting on what goes on there. Okay, so let's get into some other things real quick. Let's talk about some of the stuff that Trump had to say as he addressed the nation last night. Let's start off with this one right away. No, seriously, let's start off with it.
11 months ago, I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it. When I took office, inflation was the worst in 48 years, and some would say in the history of our country, which caused prices to be higher than ever before, making life unaffordable for millions and millions of Americans. This happened during a Democrat administration, and it's when we first began hearing the word affordability. Our border was open, and because of this, our country was being invaded by an army of 25 million people, many who came from prisons and jails, mental institutions, and insane asylums. They were drug dealers, gang members, and even 11,888 murderers, more than 50% of whom killed more than one person. This is what the Biden administration allowed to happen to our country, and it can never be allowed to happen again.
Okay, so that was part of the address from last night. Let's see. So we have multiple options here. Let's do this one. Let's talk about ending eight
After
wars.
After rebuilding the United States military in my first term, and with the addition we are adding right now, we have the most powerful military anywhere in the world, and it's not even close. I've restored American strength, settled eight wars in 10 months, destroyed the Iran nuclear threat, and ended the war in Gaza, bringing for the first time in 3,000 years peace to the Middle East and secured the release of the hostages, both living and dead.
Okay, so there you go. Eight wars. He also talks about bringing back the economy, what he's done with tariffs, what he's done with military members getting bonuses, his war on drugs. And let's see, then he wraps up his speech. I'm going to do this one just to make sure we don't run out of time. Let's do the one where he's talking about bringing back the economy.
I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast. Let's look at the facts. Under the Biden administration, car prices rose 22% and in many states, 30% or more. Gasoline rose 30 to 50%. Hotel rates rose 37%. Airfares rose 31%. Now under our leadership, they are all coming down and coming down fast. Democrat politicians also sent the cost of groceries soaring, but we are solving that too. The price of a Thanksgiving turkey was down 33% compared to the Biden last year. The price of eggs is down 82% since March, and everything else is falling rapidly. And it's not done yet, but boy, are we making progress. Nobody can believe what's going on.
Okay, so there you go. If you missed part of the speech, there's some little tidbits as we are going through. Anyways, let's bring some John Smalls into our life for him to tell us about the Motivation Minute. Let's do that. Seriously, let's do it right now.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by William. John C. Maxwell said, "A great leader's courage to fulfill his vision comes from passion, not position." I agree with this one 100%. I've worked with people in larger organizations where the person at the top, they were good at what they do, but they have an army of people below them who make them good. They don't have that position yet, but they have passion. They put their heart and soul into a company that belongs to somebody else in hopes that they're noticed enough that they can climb the ladder a rung or two. I did this myself for a few decades, but then I jumped off the ladder and made my own. For me, that was the right thing, but it's not for everyone.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Here is the news on the Roy Moore Safety Show.
Police in Australia are digging deeper into the Bondi Beach mass shooting as new leads link the gunman to overseas travel. Joseph Eckerson with the latest.
Authorities say the suspects visited the Philippines before the attack and are examining whether they drew support or inspiration there. Investigators believe the attackers were driven by Islamic State ideology, and counterterrorism teams are now tracking any broader network.
Sudan's war is entering an even darker phase, with rights groups accusing the RSF of hiding evidence of mass killings around El Fasher.
A new report using satellite images suggests the paramilitary force dug and expanded clusters of possible mass graves after taking the city. The analysis indicates dozens of suspected burial sites inside and outside El Fasher, raising fears that civilians were executed as they tried to flee. The UN says hundreds of thousands remain trapped with little aid. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Britain's security services are on high alert after a man was arrested in Milton Keynes on suspicion of terror offences.
Police say the man was detained under terrorism laws during a planned operation and is being questioned at a secure facility. Officers are searching several properties in the area and examining digital devices seized during the raid. Investigators have not detailed the alleged plot, but stress there is no wider threat known at this stage. Chris Anderson reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Lawmakers are pressing Veterans Affairs officials over a deadly boat strike off Venezuela.
The September operation targeted a suspected drug smuggling vessel, but critics say the second strike killed survivors who appeared shipwrecked and no longer posed a threat. Pentagon lawyers and outside experts are debating whether the attack violated rules meant to protect people out of combat. Kyle Norris reporting.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is weighing new proposals to end the war with Russia.
Zelensky says multiple international partners have floated frameworks that include security guarantees, demilitarized zones, and control of occupied territories. He insists Ukraine will not accept terms that freeze Russia's gains or block eventual NATO or European Union integration. Western backers are watching closely as battlefield fatigue, economic strain, and political shifts raise pressure. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Federal and local officials are boosting security at airports after a JetBlue flight abruptly halted its climb to avoid a potential collision with a U.S. Air Force tanker.
Audio from air traffic control captures the pilot reporting a near miss as the two aircraft converged during departure from Curaçao. The FAA is reviewing radar data and communication logs to understand why the planes came so close in controlled airspace. JetBlue says passengers landed safely at their final destination. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit. Radio Big.
Oh, yes, you know how it goes. We ain't waiting for anything, that's for sure. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2019, the impeachment of Donald Trump was initiated when the House of Representatives approved the articles of impeachment on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The Senate acquitted Trump of these charges back on February 5th of 2020. But in 2019 is when everything got initiated back on this date. If you're looking at some celebrity birthdays for today, let's talk about some of those. Keith Richards turns 82. Steven Spielberg turns 79. Elliot Easton turns 72. Brad Pitt turns 62. DMX turns 55. So there you go. Hold on. DMX turns 55. Okay. What else? Katie Holmes turns 47. And Christina Aguilera. Yeah, she turns 45 today. 45. Oh, that DMX one sounds wrong. I had to double check that because hold on, this can't be right. Like, hold on, I think that might be incorrecto informationo. Yeah, he died. It's not his birth. I mean, you would celebrate his birthday, but he died back in April of 2021. I'm not picking. I mean, I'm just saying. I was like, I thought he passed away. So hold on. Sorry about that. So there you go. Let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world. Let's talk about some things that you ought to know. FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongiorno confirmed yesterday that he is resigning from the Bureau, saying that he's officially will leave his post in January. In his farewell statement, Bongiorno thanked the President, Attorney General Bondi, and FBI Director Patel for the opportunity to serve, adding to a patriotic send-off and thanking Americans for the privilege for public service. The timing wasn't subtle. Just hours earlier, President Trump all but confirmed that Bongiorno's exit while speaking to reporters aboard the Air Force One, saying that Bongiorno did a great job but likely wants to return to the media career. Translation, back to the microphone instead of the badge. Bongiorno's move signals a return to private sector and conservative commentary after a high profile but relatively brief run in federal law enforcement and leadership. So there you go. Here are last night's winning Powerball numbers, just in case if you need them. They were, the jackpot, by the way, was $1.267 billion, 25, 33, 53, 62, and 66. Powerball was 17, Power Play was 4. Since there was no jackpot winner, guess what it is on Friday? $1.5 billion with a B. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I will be going over to RadioBig.fm. If you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so, if you don't, that is perfectly fine. You can hang out here on Safety FM with the likes of Sheldon Primus, as he talks about the world of safety consulting. If I can't give you some words of wisdom for today, it's hard to beat a person who never gives up. Yeah, never give up. Okay, and if I can leave you with some advice for today, put ornaments you don't like on the back of the tree. They don't, the tree doesn't talk, so you're perfectly fine with that. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
Downloaded, erased, every memory perfectly replaced. They call it life, but it's just a feed, a loop delusion of want and need. Break the code, taste the spark, see the system in the dark. Fragments of the real, they fade when I touch.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author J. Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.